USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for the 2019 Air Force Academy graduating class.
Two graduating cadets recently received one of the most prestigious awards in all of academia, Rhodes Scholarships. Please join me in congratulating cadets James Brom and Madison Tung. Please stand up.
16 women are suing the FBI over claims the agency's training program exhibits sexual discrimination and a hostile work environment. Lauren Rose tells NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt that she received reprimands and criticism for things that male trainees did without consequences.
And the irony of that is that some of my male colleagues were the ones that were pointing it out to me. You know, so-and-so did the exact same thing, and nobody's even said anything to him about it.
The lawsuit claims women often faced unfair conditions, harassment, and inappropriate jokes. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest snapshot of economic growth is out from the U.S. government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
In the latest estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 3.1% rate in the first 3 months of this year, but much of that gain was based on temporary factors that they say will likely fade, leaving growth much slower in the current quarter. It was up from a 2.2% increase in the fourth quarter of last year. The new GDP estimate was down slightly, though, from an initial 3.2% estimate. For the current April to June quarter, economists expect GDP growth will slow to less than 2%, and for the year they see it rising a modest 2.3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's going to be another day of severe weather across the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic on Thursday, including the risk of more tornadoes. Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New Jersey all are at a high risk for severe thunderstorms. On Wednesday, a tornado touched down near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Before heading to Colorado, President Trump speaks about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian election interference. This was all the day after Mueller broke his long silence about the investigation.
This is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax. And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back because it was a false accusation, a totally false accusation. And it's a disgrace. And it's a very sad period for this country. And I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
The president was also asked about a White House order to keep the USS John McCain out of the president's sights during his recent visit to Japan.
John McCain, I wasn't a fan, but I would never do a thing like that. Now, somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him. Okay? And they were well-meaning, I will say. I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that.
The winning continues for Jeopardy contestant James Holzhauer. Wednesday marked the 30th straight win for the professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. And as it now stands, he's less than $200,000 shy of Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings' record earnings. So far, Holzhauer has put over $2.3 million in his pocket. Congratulations, James. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.